You understand? And the reality is, you saw all this wealth coming from slavery, wealth that came from China. The British fought a war against China in 1841, 42, they call it the Opium War. Well, they demanded that the Chinese people, a whole nation of China, become a nation of junkies. Isn't that right, Prof? And then the French held Vietnam for more than 100 years as a drug colony, where most of the resources that the French brought out of Vietnam was in the form of drug money. And so this is the origin of the wealth that white people got. So now you have this, you had this starving, poor, white place. You know, one time they asked this guy who was a bank robber, what was his name? Willie Sutton. That was might have been in the 30s. They say, well, Willie, why the hell do you rob the banks? He said, that's where the money is, right? And a simple question. If you want to know why the hell the Europeans left Europe and came to the Americas, why did they go to Africa? Why did they go to Asia? Because that's where the loot was. They didn't have it there, so they went all these other places and raping and pillaging. And so as a consequence of this wealth that they were stealing, you saw Europe transformed on the one hand. You saw Africa, the Americas, Asia, all of these transformed on the other. Whereas once we had wealth, we had democracy. Europeans have never known democracy. And I say that despite this myth about Greek democracy. Because that they like to throw up in your face. Because the reality is, in ancient Greece, only 20% of the population was free. 80% of the people were in slavery. So they didn't know nothing about no damn freedom. And they talk about the man's home as his castle. Not if you came from Europe, because when the Europeans left Europe, they lived in feudalism. And the only ones who had the castles was the nobility. And the ordinary white person didn't own nothing but maybe the plow that he used to sharecrop in this system that they call feudalism, where part of what he grew went to himself and his family, and the rest went to the nobility. This is the real world. This is the history of this relationship that you need to know in order to be armed to do what you got to do in order to be free. And the most fundamental thing that gave rise to capitalism was the trade in African people. It was the trade in African people that was responsible for the creation of colonies throughout the Americas. It was the establishment of colonies throughout the Americas that created, for the first time in history, a world economy. People had traded with each other before, long before white people did a lot of stuff. But there was never an economy hooked up together as a single economy before the trade in African people. This was a precondition for the rise of capitalism in the world. Capitalism arose as white power in the world. And it was something that led to the immiseration of the rest of us and wealth and power and democracy at our expense for the white world. We are indeed in a struggle, and the struggle, there are so many injustices which can be done and have been done to our people and to many peoples around the world. But I would ask you to remember this, that a particular system was born out of our oppression. That has established the context of our struggle today. Our oppression is older than capitalism. But capitalism is the dominant system today that controls our world, that's responsible for our condition everywhere on earth. So we have to be careful not to get sidetracked to fighting some of them other battles, because we have some history with the Arab people that we are going to have to rectify. We're going to have to get together and work that out. But the reality is this. You ask yourself the question. If you were able to overthrow all the Arab governments in the world, would that bring freedom for African people? Sure wouldn't. But if you go to the source of this question, you will end the oppression of Africans, Arabs, Indians, Mexicans, oppressed people all around the world. I suggest, brothers and sisters, that we go to the source. Uhuru.
Uhuru.